Welcome to the Author Show, where we always present new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between, you name it, and you will find it here. To watch the TV version of the show, visit authorswebtv.com. That's authorswebtv.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author John Murphy, and John is the author of Beyond Doubt. John is a spiritual mystic serving as a business consultant, leadership development teacher, process improvement expert, and management coach. He's the founder and president of Venture Management Consultants Incorporated, a firm specializing in creating high-performance work cultures. John's trained thousands of people from dozens of countries and provided mentoring services to some of the world's leading organizations. He's the author of 9 books, including Pulling Together, The Power of Teamwork, Agent of Change, Leading a Cultural Revolution, and Reinvent Yourself, A Lesson in Personal Leadership. John, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Don. How are you?
Good. Now, you refer to yourself as a spiritual mystic on the back cover of the book. Can you elaborate on what that means?
Sure. Well, a spiritual mystic is someone that sees beyond the ego, the false self, and lives more in spirit, if you will. And as a result of being in spirit, they have a tendency to inspire others, to stimulate people's awakening. There's an energy and a light and a higher frequency to it. We actually all have a mystic, so to speak, in us, often referred to as the soul. But the mystic is somebody who's in touch with that soul and generates positive energy that other people tend to pick up on.
Okay, so you're talking about a spiritual principle on one hand and business on the other hand. How do you bring the two things together?
Well, that's a great question because, as I see it, the business world very much needs to be in spirit. There are a number of ego temptations, if you will, that draw people and organizations, which is just a group of people, in the other direction. So what I try to do is to shed some light on that and raise the consciousness, if you will, awaken people in the organization to a positive direction and a more inspiring spiritual, if you will, direction.
So, I mean, business is, you know, very, very competitive, and I think that maybe if you're going to be successful in business, you have to learn to maybe take advantage when the advantage is there. So how do you deal with that?
You do have to compete. That's the nature of business. It's the nature of capitalism. But there's something that's better than competition, beyond competition, and it's called cooperation. And I think more and more organizations are learning that today. They're learning to cooperate better with their suppliers. They're learning to cooperate more with their customers. They're moving from this independent functional mindset to one of interdependence and a more systemic approach to things. They think in terms of systems as opposed to independent parts and components. And the organizations that are doing that and the organizations that I'm helping to do that are experiencing much better results than the push-pull, right-wrong, us-them battle of the ego, so to speak.
Okay. So you've written a lot of other books about personal change and development. What inspired you to write this particular book?
Well, when you're working with people and leading change, there's something you run into quite frequently, which is called resistance. I mean, a lot of people are afraid of uncertainty. They're doubtful about change. And yet, the irony is that we're all designed for change. We're physically and mentally and emotionally changing every minute of every day without even trying. So there's sort of an interesting paradox going on there, and I've been intrigued by that for many years. And so my approach is to help people trying to lead change learn more about how do you release that resistance and let things flow as they're meant to flow. And in this particular case, I was in between assignments over in Europe last year. I was sitting in a hotel room in Lyon, France, and I had the weekend free between, like I said, 2 week-long assignments. And I just was suddenly directed, so to speak, just spiritually compelled to start writing. And I listened, and I did. I started to write, and this book is a result of that. It was a real, what I would call, channeling of spirit.
Now, can you give us a quick overview of this book?
Sure. The book introduces a model, a relatively simple but very deep and profound model, so it's the kind of thing you have to practice and read through a couple of times and reuse and apply. But the model is relatively simple, and it's four steps to inner peace. It's let be, let go, let see, and let flow. Now, the key is that it's not linear. It's not one, two, three, four, done. It's actually a circular model, and if you tilt it, so to speak, it spirals upward. So it represents the energy that rises up from the base of our spine, what they call in the East the Kundalini energy. And as we approach this life with stresses and doubts and disbeliefs and tensions and anxieties that we all have, and we practice this model, we actually raise our awareness. We raise our consciousness, what some call we become more enlightened. We see things differently. So we start at let be, which is, it is what it is. Stop resisting it. Embrace it, whatever it might be. Let's say you're sitting in a traffic jam, and your tendency, your subconscious habitual tendency, is to get frustrated and upset. Maybe the ego is even telling you to point blame at somebody. Who's responsible for this traffic jam? And all of a sudden, your heart rate starts going up, and your blood pressure is rising, your adrenaline is flowing. Your body is responding to the thoughts that you're holding in mind. So the let be phase is examine those thoughts. What are you thinking? Recognize the power of the mind, because the body is neutral and it just responds to the mind. The let go phase, the second step, is once you've identified negative or critical thoughts that are running through your mind, and keep in mind, 95% of what we do during the day is governed by the subconscious mind, not at all by the conscious mind, which is why willpower so often doesn't work for people. The subconscious mind is running the show, and the subconscious mind consists of thoughts that we've had for programmed into us since we were in utero. So the power of the subconscious mind is something we have to get in touch with and learn to let go of these memes, these programs, these viruses that we carry around in our mind, so to speak. And when that happens, we start to experience the third step in the process, which is the let see step, which means we see the situation totally differently. This is the mystical component, if you will. All of a sudden, what was bothering us, what was annoying us, what we were resisting, what we were fighting, we don't see it like that. It's no longer carrying the negative energy that we were allowing it to carry in our mind. It's a very freeing state, which then leads us into let flow. And the let flow phase, everybody's been in flow from time to time. It's sometimes athletes call it the zone. You know, we get into this timelessness. We get into this mindset that is free. It's light. It's powering. We're not worried about anything. We're not distracted. There's not all this chatter and noise going on in our mind. We're very focused. We're very productive. Problem for most people is that it doesn't last very long. It just comes and goes, and a lot of times it's while you're asleep. So maybe, you know, the musician or the poet wakes up with a great one-liner from experiencing flow. But my intent with this book is to help people experience flow on a more regular basis.
Okay, so Joe Blow from XYZ Corporation comes in and he talks to one of my clients. He tells them a pack of lies and he steals my biggest account, which cost me $50,000 a year. Coming from your perspective in your book, how would I handle that?
Well, you start with let be. Okay, it happened, and bad things, so to speak, happen. There are other terminology for that as well, but it happened, all right? So now what do we learn from it? Okay, before we start fighting and looking for revenge and just bowing to the ego, which wants to fight, wants to attack, wants to defend, you know, it just wants to compete, wants to battle, and you can see what that's doing to the world, of course. Instead of just bowing to the ego, you know, we pause. The power that we hold within us is in our ability to respond to any stimulus. And so rather than just allow the habitual mind, which is probably governed by the ego, to get upset and everything, you know, the question is, what can I learn from this? Okay, what did I do wrong? Okay, it's easy to shift the blame to somebody else, but what could I have done differently? And I know that's awful tough to swallow sometimes when people are thinking, I didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't me. It was definitely not me. But I think there's a great deal that people can learn about their own thought system. Keep in mind, thoughts are a form of energy. Thoughts actually carry energy. Okay, they carry it inside the body, and they carry it, project it from the body. So what thoughts am I holding and projecting that might have caused this problem that I can change? I can't change anyone's mind but my own. So what can I do differently? And what's past is past, and the problem a lot of people have is they carry the past forward. So 5 years, 10 years later, they're still grieving over something somebody did to them 5 or 10 years ago, and they keep pulling that forward. And every time they see that person, they don't see the present, they see the past. They see the 5 or 10 years ago. And that's just the subconscious mind in action. It's an autopilot. It's a programming. So we start with let be, and we say, "What it is what it is. What can I learn from it?" That's what this life is about. It's about learning. And let go, okay? It doesn't do me any good to carry anger with me. It doesn't do me any good to carry criticism and judgment. Let me let those things go. And let me learn from what happened and move on wiser, smarter. And maybe, just maybe, when we transcend all the negative energy, we start to realize, hey, there's a lesson in this. This was meant to be for some reason beyond my own personal will, my own personal agenda. This happened to teach me something. Now the question is, did I learn from it? Did I learn from it or not? Am I just going to reject the fact that I have anything to learn and insist that that I'm a victim? Is that what I want to carry forward, that I'm a victim? Is that the consciousness I want? A victim consciousness, a poverty consciousness, the very consciousness that a lot of people carry through life. And when we carry that kind of consciousness, guess what? It manifests into our own perceived reality. We become what we dwell on. So what do I dwell on? And so from there, we start to get into a state of flow. And from the very lesson you mentioned, I might just be that much smarter, that much wiser, that much more prepared the next time something like this happens. And that's an example of where suddenly my business takes off and I'm better, faster, smarter, wiser, and certainly more inspired in spirit than I was before this event. It was a learning.
Who is it that should be reading this book?
Anyone who's afraid, anyone who has doubts, anyone who approaches life looking at things through the rearview mirror, carries the past forward, anyone who has a tendency to dwell on the future with anxiety or doubt or concern or fear, or anybody who has a tendency to dwell on the past with grief and guilt and shame. This book is about helping people get in touch with the now, the only time that is in fact eternal and ever-present, paying attention to what's going on now, getting at some of the subconscious beliefs, the limiting beliefs, the false self that tends to run the show in our lives. Anybody who wants to feel lighter, feel more at peace, more graceful in their life, more in flow. And in my experience, again, I work all over the world. I teach classes and talk with people and give workshops. My experience is that not many people are immune to those experiences. Everyone carries around feelings of doubt and feelings of disbelief and worry. A lot of times they keep it to themselves. That's just the ego's way of saying, don't let anybody else know about this.
Time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can we buy this book?
Well, you can pick up the book anywhere online, Amazon.com, BetterWorldBooks.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You can certainly order it through any bookstore. You can visit the website, www.johnjmurphy.net, and you can actually read an excerpt from the book, and there's order information on the book directly from that website.
Well, this has been very enlightening. Our guest today has been John Murphy, and John is the author of Beyond Doubt. John, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. If you're an author or know an author, learn how you can help a publisher publish you by visiting helpapublisherpublishyou.com. Each week you receive a listing of publishers, small presses, and others who may be interested in publishing your work. This is a free service of The Author Show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit www.theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. We look forward to seeing you here next time on The Author Show.
Thank you for listening to The Author Show. To contact us about the show, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 1-877-955-8800. Or visit wnbnetworkwest.com. Tune in next time for another great author on The Author Show.